AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Yeah. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey, can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Welcome to Laugh and Learn. This is the last episode of 2023, and we are very excited for the new year. Yes, we made it, Bobby Clifford. We made it.
Let me personally
start off by thanking you guys so much for being here and being subscribers and following us and listening to us and rolling with us. You'll never know how much that means to us, because because you guys have been here with us and just rolled with us and hung with us, we are getting a season 4. I just took my panties off and threw them at the screen, Bobby. Now I can't find the phone.
I'm like, here comes the duct tape.
Oh my God. I am so elated that we made it through this year. This was such a trying year, but with so much wonderful things, so many wonderful things that happened. My name is Flame Monroe, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, and I'm here with my gorgeous co-host, Miss Icon, Miss Toots herself, Bobby Clifford. Hi, Bobby.
Hi. How are you, Flame?
We made it. We made it, Bobby Clifford, through 2023. Our producer, Mr. Aaron Howard, is here. Hi, Aaron. And guess what? Guess what, Bobby?
What?
Start telling it. What happened in 20? Let's reflect before we go on forward. Let's reflect before
we get it. Oh, my gosh. Indictments. Many. 91.
Indictments. Yeah. Well, those were the downs. I just want to talk about the ups. The positive things that happened this year was, I actually toured with Dave Chappelle. The book Woo-hoo! That I narrated for James Hanna, which is didn't nobody give a shit what happened to Carlotta, is on the New York Times and number 2 for Audible Books for 2022. I got another deal with iHeart. I was able to travel with Tiffany Haddish. Just so many wonderful, positive things, and we appreciate that. Those are the eyes. But as far as where the country goes, the economy seems to be doing a little better. President Joe Biden, the Dow has hit record highs that it has never hit. People are struggling financially, mostly everywhere. But push all the negative away, and let's get to the positive. COVID is not as prevalent as it was. It is still here. No, don't get it twisted that it's not here. It's still here, but it's not as prevalent. People are not dying like they did in the previous year.
No.
So a lot of positive things have happened, and the sad part is that we're still stuck in these wars or what have you, but hopefully we'll get all of that resolved soon. What else happened this year, Bobby, that I just want to scream about?
Well, I mean, indictments, depending on which side you're on, for some people, kind of interesting.
Well, let me tell you my favorite indictment. Let me tell you my favorite judgment that happened this year. That last week, Rudy Giuliani had to pay $148 million to the two black women that he lied on consistently and ridiculously. God. So I am glad. I don't know if they're ever going to get their money, but I know when they told Rudy Giuliani he had to pay $148 million, that the Beijing ran down both sides of his face and the back of his neck. Good God.
Oh, my God. Did you see it? He is, part of me, if I want to be a grown-up and not pick, part of me says he's got to have some sort of dementia. He comes out and he's already talking about when a reasonable, he hasn't even put the appeal in yet, when a reasonable jury hears the case, they're going to throw it out so quick, they're going to, you know, your head's going to spin. You know, the dust hasn't even worn off from the bench he was just sitting on. He's just nuts. He's just nuts. And I don't know how he's paying these attorneys. I find that even more interesting. You know, he's not getting any help from his friend. He bolstered up his friend. All this was done to help Trump. And I am sure Trump isn't paying the legal bills. I don't know if anybody is.
Trump ain't paying his own damn legal bills. His followers are.
It's true. And I'm sure he needs every penny that he's actually getting. So he couldn't help Giuliani even if he wanted to. But he's got other cases. This isn't it. You know, even if he appeals this one, he still has other cases that are outstanding. So he shouldn't be as smiley as he is. Unfortunately, he went from, you know, America's mayor to just this hot mess of, I don't even know what, a pile of poo.
Ooh, Bobby's so cruel.
But yeah, no, that's Giuliani done. God bless him.
Giuliani is stuck in his ways. And Giuliani did grab that whole title of America's mayor after 9/11 in 2001. Yep. And he was at the top of the heap. He was respected. He was
absolutely
loved. He was looked at with admiration. Yep. And he got on he drank the Kool-Aid and got on a ridiculous train and became the conductor, because he was never the driver. He became the conductor, and now he is the toilet man. He's the man that cleans up the toilet.
He got the big head, as my grandmother would say. Just absolutely nuts. Did you see, I thought this was hysterical. Talk about having a bad day. I seem to get caught for everything, but not as much as this guy. Did you see that Biden's motor car got hit accidentally by a drunk? He was on his phone, drunk, and hit one of the cars in the motorcade while they were in, I don't know if they were shopping. I actually don't know what in the world that they were doing. Nobody was hurt, but I'm thinking of all the people in the world that you could hit. You hit the president of the United States motorcade. Talk about, they say, when you hit you low. I don't know if this guy could get any lower than that. He was a 46-year-old from Wilmington, Delaware.
Well, bless his little heart. Let me say this. My favorite part of that whole story is at least Biden wasn't driving, because you know they love to say Biden.
He came out and was like, what the hell? Like, he was like, what's going on out here? I can't even imagine. Can you imagine? You're drunk as it is, feeling like shit, and then all of a sudden, 40 Secret Service agents are surrounding your car. I don't know if it could be a worse day.
That sobered him up real quick. I guarantee you, when he saw them guns on him, that sobered him up right? Very quickly.
At least
President Biden wasn't driving, because had it been a bike, I'd have been like, oh, Biden was on that bike. Like, hey.
No, and thank God there wasn't a soul, including the man that hit them. Nobody got hurt. You know, it wasn't, so that was actually a positive ending. I just thought of all the people in the world, anybody that you could hit. He didn't even, a cop car would have been better than hitting the motorcade, but nope, he hit the motorcade, bless his little heart. So.
And those cars are not this aluminum that they make in cars.
Right?
Like,
those isn't cars it like the Beast? Deal. Yeah,
because they're made to be bulletproof and all of that. So, yeah.
So it's it must have crunched, but they didn't show us that part of it. So,
well, I'm glad that nobody was injured. Yeah, they're damn sure going to put him in jail. DUI is damn sure in his. Maybe he should have been in a Tesla, because don't they drive you home?
No, I unfortunately they don't. And they're like the wind. A friend of ours had one. He would hit the gas and you felt like you went 90 miles an hour within a second, because there's no fluids or anything that have to catch up. But I felt like a stiff wind could have taken you home.
There's so many jokes in that whole statement.
I know.
A stiff wind, no fluids, you have to catch. Bobby, get your man out the gutter, or is it me? I just want to know. I'm asking. And while we're in the gutter, let me tell you how I feel about this situation. And I'm just going to point this out, America. I want you guys to hear this, Flamettes, and everybody listening out there in Laugh and Learn land. So George Santos was ousted last week, finally, after, what is it, 9 months, 10 months?
Taking out the trash.
Thank God for Jesus with being caught in his lies and holding that seat just so the Senate could have that power. They finally ousted him. He went to Cameo, making more money on Cameo, doing all these random interviews. And now he wants to do RuPaul's Drag Race, because according to sources in the media, he turned down Dancing with the Stars. But now he wants to do RuPaul's Drag Race because he says he wants to read a couple of drag queens. Reading means he wants to talk bad about people. But here's the killer. This is the same person who was on the Republican ticket, who signed the bill saying don't say gay and no more drag shows. Meanwhile, he's openly gay. He has done drag shows in the past, and now he wants to redo drag shows again. And y'all are probably, the probability of him getting on there is probably, yeah, because it's the sensationalism. It's going to be ratings. But, you know, certain people like myself who have different opinions of what y'all think, y'all want to ostracize and blacklist. It is such selective outrage and ridiculousness. But I tell you what, Bobby Clifford, I think it's the hypocrisy of it all. But we'll see, because this is America, and America right now, sensationalism sells. It just does.
Oh, it does. But he wouldn't want Dancing with the Stars flame at all, because that's work. He's never worked. You know, tell me one thing that he's done that for his constituents when he was in Congress. You see that the professional athletes that go on Dancing with the Stars, other than the athletes, meaning the dancers, they go on and say it's harder than even their training camps and whatever their preferred sport is that they play. Whether we've had baseball players on there, hockey players, basketball players, and football. And they've all said that was worse and more grueling. And you had to have actual discipline. So not one of those words or adjectives describes George Santos. God bless him. He's gonna get what he gets. Let's see if he winds up in jail himself, speaking about indictments.
I don't even want to see him in drag because he's shaped like an egg with legs, and I'm just saying, I'm not here for it. I got a type, and that ain't the type. Good God.
No, and his face always, I'm going to set you up again. His mouth is always wet. Like, what is that? Is that his Bonnie Bell lip snacker?
Hold on, now, that's not always a bad thing. Let me just...
It's just, ew. I always want to, like, rub it. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, bless his little heart. But there's something about that that always, I'm like, are you drooling? Did you eat something? What is it?
I'm so happy that they finally came to their senses and removed him, because what it really did represent and send out to the public was, we tolerated this and we allowed this to happen for such a long time. It would be different if y'all found out a week before and then the week later y'all ousted him. But you all have been knowing that this was a fictitious, he lied to get this position for months and let it ride. It showed it clearly showed a disgruntled message to the country and to the world that the GOPs have become, that the Republicans have become soft. They should have never allowed that to go on for such a long time, but they did. But thank God that they finally came to their senses. Hopefully they will put somebody with some sense and some experience in that seat, whether it be Republican or Democrat, some experience. That is what's missing to me in politics. Everybody just gets in because they know somebody else or their family is a family member, but there's no experience. And since we're speaking about no experience, can we talk about Ramaswamy getting caught up angry on live the other day and told somebody F you? He told somebody fuck you. He did. But I think it slipped because those teeth are too big for his mouth. You know those teeth look like that dog commercial. You ever seen that dog commercial and he smiled, he had the human teeth? Those teeth are way too big for his mouth. Good God.
The little girls wear them in the pageants. I think they call them flippers.
His message is so off and his rhetoric is so bonkers. But because he's rich and he does, and the smile is nice, even though it's overly big, but the smile is as fake as he is.
He is. He's like when we were little kids, we would have called him a copycat. You know, I feel like he doesn't have an original idea of his own. It's what he can pick off of what the far right side GOP he thinks that they want to hear. What Trump's people want to hear. We've spoken about it before many times on this podcast that I feel like he's really running for number two, assuming that Trump will get in as number one.
Order to be number two, his numbers need to be up. Now, Trump could pick him if Trump gets the appointment. But how about that Nikki Haley? Let me tell you about that Nikki Haley. She was never my favorite, but at this point, mm-hmm. none of them are. But I like her talking points, and I love her tenacity. She is a bulldog for it, and I like that. I like it.
I do, but I find it, in my opinion, what I don't like about her is I find like she's a flip flopper, you know, so she can speak out against, the status quo, but then on the other side, she says that she would exonerate or pardon Trump. You know, we have, which we'll talk about in a moment, the Colorado hearing, for Trump on the insurrection, but yet she's speaking out saying she feels badly for him and she thinks this is going to set a bad precedent for people going forward. It's a very slippery slope, the Colorado hearing.
That's an overplay for the underplay, because she's afraid to go against Trump because if he doesn't get it, she still wants his base. So I know it exactly. And I hope the American people can see what you say about it, because that's what it is. She doesn't want to put him in a box right now in case he gets the appointment, and so she can get possibly a position in his cabinet. Because if she puts him in a box and puts him in a coffin right now, his followers will turn on her. Right now, because he is still the front runner, even with what's happening in Colorado, like you said, we're going to get to it, she's playing it really safe. She's right on the line. So you're right. She's right on the line. But if they take him off the ballot and get rid of him, then she'll turn and be like, oh, he's this, he's that, he's whoop-de-doop. But right now, she's playing that game because she wants his supporters.
No, you're right. But I guess I like more of Christie's way, where he's just coming right out and saying right from the get-go. And I don't know if Christie's playing a game. Playing a game is, I feel that he feels this way. He may know that he has no chance of becoming the nominee, but he is going to try to clear the GOP, give them, bolster them a little bit. and show them as reasonable to the moderates and the independents. I don't know if that's because he's still hanging in there, and I don't see how his numbers could ever get up to be either DeSantis or Haley's. So, but he's still hanging. So he's got to serve a purpose, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, isn't DeSantis in third place behind Haley?
No, he's still, the last I looked, he's just barely, but he's just a little bit above Haley. But Haley is, by the day, she seems to be gaining momentum. So
she's getting a lot of big wig supporters behind her. That means a lot.
Sununu from New Hampshire, the governor from New Hampshire. People actually thought he was going to be running, but he said he's not. He's comfortable where he's at. He feels that the governorship is his purpose, but he's backing, and he's very close with Chris Christie. So it shocked me, but he's backing Nikki Haley. And so that's what sort of makes me think, I don't know if Chris Christie even entering this, it wasn't to win the big prize, but it was to sort of give them a little bit of validity. I also believe that he probably was asked by the GOP to go in and work when trying to groom Trump, but it didn't work. But anyway,
I think that Christie came in to just remind us of who Donald Trump is, because I'm with you.
Right.
Christie knows he's not going to get the appointment.
That's right.
His numbers are not growing. He's not getting the support financially that he probably deserves. But the problem was because, Christie, you changed your mind on us, and you publicly changed your mind. And that's not to say that you can't change your mind, but it was the way that he did it.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Can I just say that I would like to kiss the governor of Colorado's ass today. And I say kiss it in a good way, because he and the Colorado Supreme Court removed Donald Trump's name off the ballot. They said that they did not think that he was eligible to be a candidate to be the president of the United States because of the insurrection on January the 6th. I thought the move was gangster. I thought it was poignant. I thought that they took a stand. And even though it may not make it past the Supreme Court, just the mere fact, the optics of it, of saying, hey, we're showing you all we can stand up to this man if we all band together. I'm hoping that a few other states, including the state that I live in, California, with my beloved governor, what's my governor's name?
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom with his handsome self, really gets on that ticket, because it may not fly, but Bobby, if three or four states stand together, it will send such a clear message that this man is not wanted to be the president of the United States. But, you know, everybody's scary, but we'll see. We'll see.
But we will see. What I find, it's the voters that are actually bringing the cases. So what I find interesting is the Colorado case was brought by six voters, four of them Republican, two of them independents, along with the liberal watchdog group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. I think I got that all out. They brought it forward. It was heard. The thing that I'm a little disappointed about is that the Colorado Supreme Court has seven judges on it, and they have all been appointed by Democratic governors. So I would have really loved this even more if we had a few independents and or Republicans on it, because as we know, the Supreme Court is not made up. Six of the nine are Republicans, and out of the six that were appointed by Republicans, three were appointed by Trump himself. So I would have liked it a little bit more, but I'll take it. At least it's getting people talking, right? Yeah. It's going to happen again in Michigan. I know that there are other states that are looking at the 14th Amendment, Section 3. But it'll be a little bit interesting to see. So fingers and toes crossed that something happens there.
And I think Michigan will push it, because doesn't Michigan still have Gretchen Whitmer the as the governor?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the lady they planned on kidnapping and everything.
Right.
She
right.
is still the governor there. I think she's going to be team let's do it, because it's just been too much foolishness happening. The realization of it, Bobby, is everybody is afraid. It is not that they are just intimidated, but they are afraid of losing their situation or their seats or their stature right. or their position.
Yeah.
And hear me when I tell you, I'm living that life right now, but unafraid I am not, because they will take a lot of stuff away from you. They will block you or slow you down or whatever they think they're doing. But this is for the good of the American people. And then he went on a whole tangent. Donald Trump went on a whole tangent today after they removed him on his social media and just said that it was a witch hunt. And now he's talking about immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country. This whole country is outside of the indigenous people. This entire country is built on immigrants. This entire country is some who wanted to come, some who escaped, and some like my people who didn't want to come. You came and got us. Because I was very happy living in the jungles of Africa with a grass skirt on and a bone in my nose. and I had a boyfriend and a girlfriend. I was quite content.
I think you had a coconut bra on too. I don't think you just
I went braless in Africa back then. Oh, you could just let them dangle like Christmas ornaments. Good.
I know. Telling us that the rottenness of American democracy. It's funny. He was compared, some of the talking heads compared him to Adolf Hitler, his rhetoric to Adolf Hitler's. And he said he had never read Mein Kampf, and that Hitler meant it much differently than he meant it. And I'm like, oh my God, you stupid ass. It's the same statements that you're making. And he didn't make it any differently. When you say that the blood's getting ruined, you mean the blood is getting ruined.
Well, when he said he never read the book, we all know that.
Please.
Oh, him.
He probably never did read a book.
I'm glad you said it, because I'm glad the white woman said it.
He probably never did write a book. I don't know if he's got ADD, and I'm not being fresh. He doesn't have like a lot of stick-to-itiveness. You hold his attention for like 5 minutes and he moves on to the next thing. So I think that would be absolutely tough for him. But yeah, I mean, please. When he was in Nevada, he was making comments over the weekend that migrants were invading the U.S. from prisons and mental institutions. He's hateful. He's a hateful person.
It would be to the advantage of the American people that we come with another candidate. You know, I'm not opposed to having a Republican president. I really am not. I do want a president in the office of the United States as the president that really does care about what happens to the country, the democracy, mm-hmm. and the American people. When I say the American people, I'm not talking about no nationality in particular, not even black folks. I'm good and pro-black. And I'm hoping that every nationality that you were born, that you are pro that. That does not make you anti anything else. It just makes you proud of who you are. Of what you were born as. Bobby, you are a clear Irish-American white woman. Mm-hmm. And I know you're proud of that, but I've talked to you online and offline. That does not make you anti-anything else. I hate the rhetoric that they push to say that one nationality is better than another nationality just because somebody in power said it. That does not make it true. That does not make it true. It's just a damn loudmouth spewing bullshit and hate. And I'm sick of his bullshit and hate. The divisiveness in this country has become unbearable and unbelievable. And everybody's afraid that, oh, if they take him off the ticket, we're going to have this meltdown. They're going to have January 6th. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do it anyway. They are going to do it anyway.
No, I agree. I think we need to stand up to the bullies. You know, I thought it was great that the European Union has opened the door to Ukraine. They're talking about it. They're not allowing them into the UN. But they're talking about it. And that is a clear sign to Putin, who's been spewing that all of Ukraine's Western allies are like dropping off and leaving them in the dust. And that's not the case. You know, I don't know when they would actually ever be able to be brought into to the Union, but at least the talks are chipping away at Putin's rhetoric. So we need to stand together. I mean, we just do. I'm sick of the bullies. Trump being a bully, Putin being a bully, you know, Korea, China. I'm sick of them all. I've just about had it. You think of Ukraine, of all those kids. I think there's close to 20,000 children that were taken, you know, from their country, not only from their country, some of them from their loved ones and moved at the beginning of this war. And look how long this war is, over a year old now. I'm sick of it. It's like we've got to get some of this stuff resolved. And we've got to get our people here in both the House and the Senate to get working. We're not even sending them money right now. And they're closed for the holidays.
Yeah. I'm closed for the holidays too. I'll open up next year.
Ding dong.
That ain't closed. It's working. That was a whole nother subject. Okay, where are we going about?
So something that is, I have to say, because I'm Catholic. So something that I thought was, I'm a little, I am Catholic. Something that I liked that I heard. So, you know, Pope Francis is, you know, he's come in and over the past 10 years, he's been working towards inclusion and unity. And one of the most disappointing things that they, and they've addressed abortion. Of course, they're not going to agree with abortion, but you certainly can bless and forgive abortion, and they understand why women feel like they need to get it. That was huge. So another teeny tiny step in the positive direction is Pope Francis has approved blessings on same-sex couples, which I thought was kind of great. I would like us to get to a point where we can marry same-sex couples, but along with that is our transgender people.
Baby steps.
It's baby steps. They're allowing transgender people to be baptized, to serve as godparents, to be witnesses at church weddings. So I think that very slowly, you know, the Catholic Church, it almost goes backwards. But I feel like Pope Francis, he's heard the people. He's moving in a snail's pace. I still would like to see nuns have some sort of power, because people aren't, just like people aren't going into medicine as much, they're not going into clergy or positions of service. So we have to have a plan B. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
I have a question, Bobby, before we go any further. I love that the world is changing, even though it's going slowly. And we have to be very clear. He did not say the sanctity of marriage with same sex.
Right.
He said a couple. So I need y'all to understand that, because, you know, y'all hear what y'all want to hear. So be very clear on what he said. But that is a huge, huge step on the Catholics' part, because the Catholic religion, and I'm not a Catholic, but from what I know about Catholic, they are very stern in their beliefs. And when I tell you, this was huge. I know some Catholics kicking the shit out their cats right now because they don't agree with it. But on the other side of that, I think that that was a wonderful from the Pope, because people kiss the Pope's hand and kiss the Pope's feet. The Pope is looked at as close to God as you can get. So I think that that was a milestone for the world to see that everybody is evolving and everybody is really trying to go along with the acceptance. I think the problem will be that the ones that are just so stuck in it and so stuck in their Catholic faith and religion that will never be allowed that to be, because they were raised old school like me, even though I'm not Catholic. And I don't disagree with that. I think that's a wonderful thing, because I never was against gay marriage or gay unions. I think that that's a great step on showing inclusion and trying to heal the world. This Pope is way different from everybody else. But Bobby, you just said a statement that touched me when you said a lot of people are not going into clergy. I think that they're going to change the clergy. I think, you know, because when you went into clergy, you couldn't have sex. I think they're going to change that rule, too. Because I think a lot of those priests and those nuns be slipping and sliding. I ain't going to even lie.
They absolutely did. I mean, because we're not meant not to. The reason and the rationale of it, I understand it, Flame, because you were supposed to put the church in your people, your flock, prior to your own needs. Well, if you've got a child that's home with 103 fever, and then Mrs. Pazalacqua is in the hospital dying, are you going to go give her last rites, which is a prayer that we say over someone that's passing so they can go with a clear conscience off to God? Or are you going to stay with your three-year-old with the 103? You're going to stay with your baby. So if you have no ties and no responsibilities other than your flock, then so that was the thought. But the reality is, people aren't going in, and I mean, even it's really all clergy. It's not just the Catholics, but we're suffering them. You know, it's the hardest with us. But people just don't go in. We've talked about this before on Laugh and Learn over the past year. People aren't going in. Kids aren't going into positions of service. I mean, I don't hear anybody other than people outside the U.S. I'm sure there are people, everybody. I'm not saying nobody. But when people used to talk about at the end of high school what they're going to do, I would hear back in the 80s people saying that they were going into the Peace Corps. I don't hear that. Or they were going into the military because they wanted, not because they had to or whatnot. You see less and less of that now. So unless we make it easier for all of our religions to operate, it's tough stuff. And you're right. Being a priest that's cut off from everybody else, it's tough. It's a very special person.
I think that they're going to change the rules or change the dynamics. Yeah.
They're going to have to.
I think that they're going to start involving sex and openly being able to have sex, because, you know, you have to give up. You have to be abstinent. And as if you're 25 or 30, 35 years old, male or female, you can't. You might love God. You can get on your knees, and I'm sure that is a hard fight. I've never been a priest or a nun, but I'm sure that's a hard fight to fight on the nights of maybe when the cat is meowing and you need to scratch it, or maybe I wouldn't even know how to handle such a fight.
Yeah. Or lonely, right? So people who are just lonely, Flame, on a bad day, you have had a bunch of people in your flock pass away, or there was an accident, or, and it's nice to lay in bed with somebody and just have them, as you cry, have somebody hold you. They don't have that. They live very siloed lives. So,
and we are affectionate, and we are humans. We are meant for touch.
That's it. Yep. I think they, for at least the Catholic Church, this is just a guess. I am not a scholar by any means. I'm even a lapsed Catholic. I think that they probably won't call them priests, Flame, but we have deacons, and deacons can have families. So maybe deacons will be able to give the rites, you know, and the blessings and stuff.
Deacons be deacons. Deacons be deacons. The deacons are deacons.
But yeah, I mean, there are going to have to be changes. He also spoke out over the past weekend about there was an Israeli sniper that shot and killed a mom and a daughter inside a Gaza church. And he's very disappointed. And, you know, he's looking for some sort of answers. You know, the Biden administration, they're looking for some sort of answers. We can't just, they're not looking for a complete ceasefire, but we have to figure it out so that we can get humanitarian aid. 90%, 90 people are separated. I know I keep saying that, but it is amazing to me that to have almost an entire country be separated from their homes, and like 75% of the houses, even if they could go back today, there's no way to go back to but rubble.
Yeah, and again, from here on Laugh and Learn, from the Black Effect Network, we will send out prayers continuously and constantly. Right. To all the innocent victims that are involved in any type of war, because war is just tragic. I'm not taking sides, and I'm not picking, because let me tell you something. If I thought the gays was mad at me, baby, you do not want to mess with the Jewish community. The power is non-stoppable.
No, it's a tough, no, absolutely. I'm not taking, I can see actually both sides. That's the sad part.
Yeah, but so, I don't want to talk about that, Bobby, because we'll get canceled. But no. I'm with you, Bobby. I see fault on both sides, and I see what they're talking about on both sides. It's just such a slippery slope that we listen. If I'm in the middle of it, I'm staying out of it. Can we go to
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts? Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
There's some sad news about the beautiful singer, Miss Celine Dion.
Oh,
the great
my God.
Singer, Celine Dion.
Devastated.
God. So what is the disease she has, Bobby? What is it called?
She has something called, that's it. That's what it's called. And she has a sister. She's one of 13, I believe, if memory serves me correctly. And she has a sister that also has it. I think it's almost plain like having one of the worst Charlie horses that you can have. It's your body and your limbs. And that happens. And then you go to where you're floppy and you can't control the muscles. So I know she's been battling it with meds or whatever she can do. And her sister Claudette, but that means nothing. Like, I don't know if she's the one who also has it or somebody else, says that she no longer can control her muscles at all. And she has a 22-year-old. So, you know, I don't want to say he's on his own, but at 22, cause she's still teaching them at 22, but she has a twin 13-year-olds, and with her husband's been dead, I think, for 7 or 8 years.
Renee,
so it's just sad. Yeah.
Such a beautiful voice, such a gifted entertainer.
Oh my
such a beautiful
God.
Voice. I hate that she's struggling with that, but that just goes to show you that money and stature will not change what is going to happen to you inevitably. That's why I'm saying, just live each day and love yourself and be happy and kind. From what I hear, she was a very kind woman. She was she's still alive. She is a phenomenal entertainer, great singer, great, always spoke positive, fantastic dresser. You know, I love gowns. That lady knew how to dress.
Yeah. In the body. I mean, she looked like licorice stick, but she didn't have one extra pound on her. She could just wear a sheet. And she looked decent. You know, she would look lovely, but yeah, just a beautiful, just, and she made it look just like Whitney Houston, effortless.
Yeah.
Just opened her mouth.
And what we don't want to close out with just being, well, we're not closed down now, but I don't want to close out this story being sad. That whole stiff person syndrome. I might need that on some nights.
But just certain parts. Parts of your
just
body.
If I could direct it where I needed to go. Because some nights are a little lighter than other nights. Let me just...
Wicked. Have you seen Immigration? Did you see that Abbott has a new law that he has signed, or a new bill that he signed into law? It's the Senate Bill 4. Yeah. He's gonna lock him up. So it would end America. So he can't do America, but he certainly can do Texas. Our long held asylum policy. And instead of people being able to come and seek asylum, he wants it to be flipped, and he wants to criminalize illegal border entry. So instead of you being able to come over and maybe get a warm bed and a meal and then them figure it out, he wants you to go be arrested and have potential to be put in jail for a certain number of years as well.
But okay, you know, like, so Bobby, now here's the flip side of that, though. So here's the thing. So you're mad that the immigrants are coming over. You want to arrest them and put them in jail. But the American taxpayers will still have to pay. Because if you put them in jail, which you are housing them, you still have to feed them. You still so you're going to overcrowd the jails, but we still have to pay for it. So where does it stop? Because we will still have to pay for it. I'm not against the people coming over here like that. But if you're going to find a resolution, that's not the resolution, because it is still costing the American taxpayers. It is still costing American taxpayers more money, because it costs to house prisoners in prison. More guards,
absolutely.
Which is more money, more food, more lights, more medical treatment, because you can't just discard the people, which I know he would love to do, but you cannot. In the words of Bobby Clifton, you can't. You can't.
But you've said something. So now let's even push this a little bit further, right? So if they're here for 5 to 10 years, would they be eligible for a citizenship because they're here in the country? I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Well, no, because when you're a prisoner,
it's illegal, right?
You lose your rights. You probably do. You can't vote. You lose your rights. So, and I'm sure they would love to get that free work, especially in Texas, for 15 cents a day or $2 a day.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's still not going to pan out on the back end because it costs more to house a prisoner than it does to get them to work for the $2 a day.
No, and it's true. I mean, many Democrats are saying it's unconstitutional, and it might. It seems crazy to me. What we really need is that we've all put that same energy into solving this problem that has been around for 40 or 50 years. It's time, everybody. I don't want to tie it to Ukraine and Israel aid that they so desperately need. I want to keep the wars out of our country and over on that side of the world. But we have, that said, we can't kick the can any longer. And unfortunately, this is all unfolding on Biden's watch. So he's going to be the bad guy no matter what, because he's either not going to have done something when it comes to the voters in a year. You know, he's not going to have done it, or he's not going to have done it correctly. But we do have to figure it out, because this is absolutely nuts. And people, there's been a massive surge for whatever reason trying to come over, which makes it even worse.
And it's all done, like we talked about earlier this year on Laugh and Learn, it's all done under Biden's watch to discredit Biden from what he has done. But Biden in office has pretty much everything that he said he was going to do, for the most part, he has done. So
we're trying to
make him look bad. Yes, and he's putting forth the effort. But with that whole, I'm sick of them coming up with, they thinking they're not problem solving. They're giving you another alternative, but there's never a real resolve. That's not a resolve. That is not a resolve.
No, it's
going to cost the American taxpayers and the state of Texas more and more and more money. They're going to end up raising taxes for the people who are working just to take care of those housed prisoners. It's not a good idea. It's just not.
No, we have to resolve some of the issues. We can't, as I said, we can't just keep putting it off or kicking the can. But that's the House working on it, the Senate working on it. The president only has so much juice. Everybody thinks it's all about the president. It's how well the president can try to work with the House and the Senate. So they have to get together, and everybody has to actually put their working hats on, not be obstinate like the Taylor Greens and whatever, and come up with these nutty ideas and figure out how we're going to make this work. How are we going to stop the borders? How are we going to keep the fentanyl on the other side? You know, because that's their big issue. I think they're two separate things, but, they've got to figure it out and work on them. They've got to do something, because it's nuts.
Prayers to all the people coming over here. And I'm prayers to all of those people that are coming, because they're looking for a better life. They're looking for a better way of life.
Absolutely. They have mothers on their backs waiting the Rio Grande. And the baby could be drowning for all she knows. Like, I am so blessed that I was born here. And then I don't have to take that path. I feel badly, you know, as a parent, especially as a single parent, you do anything for your kids. And I'm sure these people, the desperation of these people, I just can't even imagine. I really, it's the pits.
Prayers did to you see?
Absolutely. Did you see Kareem broke his hip? How could he possibly be 76 years old?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes.
Girl, we are old. We dinosaurs. He's just an older dinosaur than we are.
I know, but I feel like he's 25, though. Like, I'm like, when did he ever get old enough?
Listen, in his book, with all the women he slept with in his career, if he didn't break his hip then, baby, look.
He had maybe that's why.
He had an astronomical number of people he slept with, women that he slept with. Bobby, let me talk about this rain that you guys are having over there. What is going on with the
temperature? Oh, my God. It was bad. It was really bad. It actually, so we have all the Christmas lights up, and it blew out, like, my outside plugs, because I have, you know, or the outside outlets, because I have the plugs in. We really did. My basement was flooded a little bit, but not, my area wasn't quite as bad as, so you know, my beloved Cape Cod. I just love my Cape Cod. They still today do not have electricity. They're like 3 or 4 days in with no electricity. And they're not even sure when they're going to get it back. I know that the East Coast, I think there were four fatalities, one here in Mass. A man, an elderly man was killed in his trailer, which God bless him that he was living in a trailer at 89 years old, but he was crushed by a tree, the poor thing. Terrible, terrible stuff. Global warming, you know, this is all, it's all climate change to blame. The only thing I'm going to say that's a positive, which I'm probably, the tree huggers will hate my guts, is I don't mind the milder weather. Like if there's going to be some sort of benefit to global warming, I don't mind having, you know, 2 days ago we had 60 degrees. It's the one of the first days it actually hit history. You never have 60 degrees. And can you imagine 60 degrees in Chicago, in December?
Ooh, yeah, I can. Chicago's weather, well, the global warming is everywhere because actually Chicago is cold now, but it's supposed to be like 50 to 60 degrees on Christmas morning.
It's crazy. You know, yeah. It's absolutely crazy. And so,
well, according to the last administration, global warming isn't real.
Oh, it's not real. Can you imagine? I mean, like they're telling us with the global warming that we're at risk for, I hate the snow, so I'd rather rain than snow. But we're at risk in the Northeast here of having some more of these torrential rainstorms. It was so bad, Flame, you couldn't, when you looked out the window, you couldn't see anything. It was almost like there was fog outside, but it was just, it's like the skies opened up. Someone turned a spigot on and it just was coming down that much. The dog wouldn't even go out and pee, for the love of God. He's I'll hold it.
My dogs don't like to pee either. Don't like the rain to go out and pee either.
No, he just blinking his eyes and winking his eyes and looking at me like, make it stop. Finally, at the end, I'm like, man up. And I pulled him out. Of course, it's hard to say man up when you don't have your balls.
Oh, probably your dog got rid of you. Got rid of your dog's balls.
you know I did.
Remind me not to come to your house, ball stealer.
<I know. laughs> So tell me where this is the last episode.
This is our last episode of 2023. And I just want to say, Bobby, let me just say this to you publicly, that I so appreciate you coming in and just, Bobby, your research and your calmness and your keeping me in line, because Bobby, what y'all really don't know is Bobby Clifford really does all the research work. I'm not going to even lie and say she does it. Bobby does, but Bobby just, I love our differences of opinion and not to where we get into a frustrated argument. I love that we can agree. It's not even that we disagree. We just don't see it the same way, but we don't make it what our topic is about. It's not about, oh, Bobby sees it one way and I see it another way and we get an attitude. We're adult enough and grown enough and wise enough to understand that we can be looking at the exact same picture and you see blue and I see green.
And but I want to see why you see green. I love
exactly.
That.
Exactly. I learn. Each other why. Yep. That's why it is laugh and learn. And Bobby Clifford, I wanted you to know that I've had two other co-hosts, which I love both of them, but you by far have been my favorite. And I've said this publicly while they were on the live. They both know that. That you have been my favorite because you have made laugh and learn incredibly easy for me. Because it can go left and it can get deep with the conversation. And I just want to tell you thank you, Bobby, publicly. And I am so looking forward to us turning 2024 upside down with our hodgepodge and our information and being who we are. And you are just the best, Bobby Clifford. You are too.
And I appreciate the opportunity, the trust in me to let me try it. And I've had a hell of a time.
Girl, you're doing a fantastic job. You're killing the game, Bobby. See?
Oh, I'm absolutely loving you. What do you want for 2024? What type of jobs are you looking to get? Are you looking for more touring things like with Dave or Tiffany? Are you looking to do something on your own, you know, tour dates on your own? Are you looking for more pageants, hosting? What are you looking to do?
Well, hosting is the thing that I love more than anything else. What I'm looking forward to in 2024 is more of more opportunities for me to that allow me to just be me. Sometimes my opinion is not what everybody else's opinion is, and people get in their feelings about it. And I'm hoping that people have been adult enough and think that I'm wise enough as a person and as a grown-up to be able to say, hey, Flame is cool. You know, Flame might not always see it the way we see it, but Flame is adult enough to listen to our side because we're going to listen to her side. I would like a job on the radio, which has always been my first love. 30 years ago, I had an opportunity to do the radio at D.C. I'm actively trying to get a job doing a morning run on a on a radio station, because that is what I want. A job where I could, I want a job with stability. So when I say that, it's not, I don't want a 9 to 5, but I would love a daily show or a show where I can sit and talk every day and go home to sleep in my own bed. And it's my regular job, but I'm doing what I love to do, which is to hopefully educate and teach people. And I'm not teaching people a lesson on what you should read in a book. I'm hoping that my common sense teaches you to know who you are and love who you are and appreciate who you are, because that's who I think I am. I appreciate me. I'm not always right. And I will say that before anybody can tell me that I'm wrong. I'm not always right, but I am open and willing to learn a different way or to learn the right way. You know, so I'm open for that. A lot of people are not. So that is what I'm looking for. What are you looking for besides paying off those student loans in 2024?
Oh, Jesus. I'm just looking to hanker them down. I love my day gig, but I feel like I need something that's going to allow me to stretch a little bit more and maybe make a little bit more. I'm looking forward to this. The one thing I can say about you, Flame, is that you never give your opinion for everybody else. So we'll bring it back to the LGBT community, right? Plus IQI, whatever, plus.
Yeah.
You're not speaking for all of it. You're speaking for Flame Monroe, period. So I'm disappointed. So you had said something at the beginning of that was you're hoping that people will allow you. And that's the key phrase. They have to listen to what you're actually saying to know that you're not speaking for them. And then, you know, then I think everybody will be okay, because your opinions are your own and they're only how they face you. So I'm hoping more people listen to that. I'm hoping more people listen to us. Tell a friend, everybody.
I'm telling you that I definitely want our podcast to grow in 2024. And I think that 2024 will be a great year for us as far as our podcast, because we are political hodgepodge. And 2024 is going to be the most dynamic year in politics. And when I say dynamic, I'm not just talking about in a positive way. It will be the most barbaric year in politics that we've known in our lifetime.
True.
The way it is unfolding. So I'm hoping that we are right on the forefront and that we can spew our rhetoric and our teachings from our aspect, that you all will get it, because what we try to do here at Laugh and Learn is to simplify politics to you, because politics is big. And if somebody talks to you ABC and makes it simple, it's so much easier to understand and take it in, as opposed to hitting me with the filibusters and the all of these big terminologies that you don't understand. Hopefully between Bobby, and our producer Aaron, because Aaron don't weigh in, but Aaron gives us a lot of information before the show, that we can help educate you so you can know that you're right as an American, know the rights that you have as an American, and know what you need to do to help America be a better America individually, which starts with you. That's what we want. Because here
and do your work.
Yes, we have not changed the motto, and we will not change the motto for 2024. Here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. So do your
absolutely work. Terrible thing. Do your work. Do your due diligence. Do your research. Mm-hmm. Because, and again, I'm going to tell you, don't vote your past. You know what that is. Don't vote your future because it looks bleak. But you see what you're living in right now? Vote the conscience that you live in right now so that you can have a better future. You can't relive the past, neither sometimes should you want to. But if you don't take the time to learn who you are and your rights and what you need to do, you will relive the ugliest past that we have ever had. And we don't want to do that. 2024 is going to be a big year. It's going to be big for everybody. I'm speaking positivity over people, joy. Find out who you are. Get you some good sex regularly. I do. And I'm hoping that I get a Netflix special in 2024. I have a showcase for Netflix as a joke on May the 10th at the Elysian Theater. I'm hoping my new material, which is like 35% politics, is really what it's going to take to really put me on the precipice of getting a new Netflix special, because the ideas I have is going to blow everybody out the water. It is.
I love it. And if you can sit and Google about the Kardashians or Taylor Swift, you can sit for 2 seconds and Google and find out who you want to vote for. See what their platforms are and learn that your vote actually matters, because we have electoral college and we have all these layers, and each vote, you know, it absolutely matters. In the small arena, some people actually lose by a handful of votes. So vote. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. Please vote.
Sorry, I'm done.
If we lose by one vote and you didn't vote, you are the reason we lost. It is definitely your fault. You are the reason. It is your fault. You are the reason we lost. So take the time and don't let nobody tell you that your vote is not important. This was a 52-minute session, and I love it. This is the end of 2023. It's great. Thank you, Aaron Howard, for being the greatest producer, just the kindest man. Him and Bobby, y'all got to hear him and Bobby offline. Good God, I don't know who cut off who. And but this has just been great for me, and I thank you, iHeart. Thank you, Black Effect mm-hmm. Network. Thank you, Will Pearson. Thank you to Tiffany Haddish for executive producing this last season. Thank you to Charlamagne the God for seeing me, hearing me, understanding me, believing in me, and giving me an opportunity to be Flame Monroe on iHeart under the Black Effect Network. We love you. We appreciate you. We will see you on the other side. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
If we miss you for Christmas, Merry Christmas. Don't get too drunk. But if you're going to get drunk and drive, please drive somebody else's car.
Absolutely. And for the love of God, don't hit the president.
Oh my God, please don't hit Biden. Good God. Please don't let Biden drive. I'm going to vote for him, but please don't let him drive. Thank you so much, Laugh and Learn. Hey, we had a successful year. We're looking forward to 2024. Peace.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame Monroe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.